Great. Well, we're fixing to kick off here in Southern Iowa. The kicker for the Chargers is Paul Long. Is that right? Kicks it off, a short left squib kick, and it'll be picked up at the 33-yard line. And Stephen McCurdy all over the place. And McCurdy wrapped him up at the 27-yard line, 28-yard line, give him a one-yard return. I'm wrong. That's not McCurdy. That's Dylan Sanders. Dylan Sanders with the great wrap-up there. Oh, good. The 1 and the 7 look real similar on the jersey. Sheraton in the red uniforms with the white helmets. The Panthers with white uniforms, white helmets, black numbers. And we've got the whistles, and we've got all kinds of problems on the field. Phipps was ready to go, but false start charged to the Panthers. That's going to back them up 5 yards. This is a position that Sheraton was familiar with in their opening drive twice, and so we'll see what the Chargers, Panthers can do here when they start first and 15 for this drive. The Chargers really did a nice job on defense on that opening series. Fits in at the pistol offense. Oh. Hand up off the left-hand side. Number 34 is Baker. Goes for 16 yards across the 40 to the 41. First down.
Bend the red. Great job of wrapping up. He was the only man left to beat, and Ben Moret saved the touchdown.
So 3:18 left to play. Now first down for Creston. 7-0, the Sheraton Chargers. 3:18 left to play in the first quarter. One receiver left, twins right. Pistol offense set for the Chargers. Fakes the handoff and rolls to his right. Fires downfield, nice complete to Walters, and out of bounds across midfield down to the 44-yard line.
Christian Banks, and playing free safety, came over, made the tackle, knocked him out of bounds. That was a nice pass.
That was a nice pass. 15-yard pickup and play action, misdirection, and rolled out. They executed that really well. Walters got himself open down the field. Bunch set, pistol set, two running backs, left and right. Fakes the handoff. Nope, the handoff given to Baker goes over left tackle across the 40 down to the 38-yard line. That's going to be a 7-yard pickup. Second down and 3 for the Panthers. Ball on the Sheraton 37.
Pablo Grobizov in on that tackle along with Tyler Nance. Derek Lang in on it as well.
Again, that backfield for the Panthers. Phipps at quarterback, Baker and Frain, single back Baker behind Phipps. Walters goes in motion. Three more steps back for Baker and lets it fly down the right-hand side.
Did you catch that?
Yep, ball complete to Frain. Oh. Frain set up in the slot on the left-hand side and just released on a fly pattern. Fell down as he was catching the ball. Well covered. The only place that the ball could go
it went
and be a complete pass. It was kind of a wobbly pass, but it did get there. Completed pass, good. All the way down to the 14 of Sheraton.
Well,
Chargers have first and...
Panthers have first and 10.
Panthers have first and 10 from the 14.
2 minutes left to play here in the first quarter.
Twin backs.
Oh, nice job.
Hand off to Baker, and he's blown up before he can get back to the line of scrimmage.
Nice job by Dad Klensinger.
Yep, McElroy back there, taking up space. But Klensinger made a great tackle. Goes backwards 1 yard, second down and 11 from the 15. Panthers break huddle. Wide left is senior Jesse Race, number 85. Trips to the right, single back next to Phipps. Takes the handoff, keeps it himself, goes up the right-hand side, makes about 5 yards across the 10. Nope, now down to the 5-yard line. That's going to be very close to a first down.
Nice job by Pavel. Pavel Grobizov, you know, that. And he came all the way around from his defensive end and tackled him from behind. So it was the only place that wasn't being blocked. The Creston line did a nice job of blocking on that one.
Opened up a big hole for Phipps to run down the right-hand side. Third down and 1 the Panthers.
Under a minute to play in the first quarter.
Twins right, handoff to Frain.
tripped up in the backfield.
Derek Lang, I believe.
Yep, Derek Lang did a nice job there. Going to bring up fourth down and one. No gain on the play.
Zach McElroy.
See what if Creston decides they want to try to kick a field goal from the right hash, and the ball is all the way at the right hash.
This is a big play.
They're just going to try to punch it. They've got 2 full yards to try to get.
It's a big play. Big play, Dwayne.
Pitts takes it himself over the right-hand side. It's going to be close.
There's a flag. So 19 seconds left to play here in the first quarter. There's a flag. We'll see who they're talking to.
Preliminary signal is
holding. Oh, no.
It's a defensive holding.
No, it was a face mask.
Oh, was it a face? That was a face mask.
That's going to be half the distance to the goal.
They got the first down anyway, so the ball would have been on the
six. 10. They mark it at the 1. They're marking it at the 1. And I don't think we'll get another play off now. So that's the end of the first quarter. I'm Mark Felderman.
I'm Dwayne Johnson.
You're listening to Charger Football on KIIC, KIICradio.com, Stream 2. Our score at the end of one quarter of play, Sheridan 7, Creston nothing, but Creston with the ball on the 1 yard line. Keep it tuned right here, all the scores, one station.
Hardworking haulers need expert service to keep loads safe on the road. Vaughn's RV services all makes and models of old and new cargo, flatbeds, stock trailers, goosenecks, RVs, and campers. Let Vaughn's keep it safe. Call 515-961-6961.
This is getting ready to start the second half as we move, second quarter rather, as we move from the extreme southern end of the football field on the 1 yard line all the way down to the 1 yard line on the north end of the field, Creston with the ball. I'm Mark Felderman along with Dwayne Johnson. We want to thank some of our fine sponsors, including Bingham Construction, Community First Credit Union, Hammer Medical, and of course, Felderman Family Ben Franklin. They are getting ready. This first quarter was all Sheridan until the last 3 minutes.
Yeah, Creston has put together a nice drive, 15, 14, 16-yard gains, a big 20-yard pass play down the left-hand side, and then this face mask penalty against the Chargers gives them first and goal to go on the 1 here with at the beginning of the second quarter. Phipps takes the ball, fakes the handoff, falls down together with Frayne across the line. No signal yet.
Just short. Are they saying there's a flag? I don't see it.
I don't see a flag either, but there seems to be some kind of...
What happened from what I was watching through the binoculars, Dwayne, was that he handed off, and as Frayne started to go down in the backfield a little bit, and it was all down, he took the ball back out of his hands, and the quarterback did.
A legal procedure charge against...
I don't know if that's what they're being called for, but it appeared as though he was down, he took the ball back out of his hands, and then ran
in.
So that brings up a 1st and 6 now. But it seems as though that would have been at the end, after the play. I don't know.
Well, he certainly wasn't down back at the 6. Twins left and Twins right, snap to Phipps. Shuffles around and intercepted by Sheridan.
Here's it.
Perfect in the end zone. 37.
I think it's Derek Lang.
Derek Lang with the interception in the end zone. Takes it out of the end zone back to the 2 yard line and is tackled. Sheridan's going to take the ball. 1st and 10 from their own 2.
I told you that I didn't see him drop a single thing. Now he's even catching passes from Phipps. I told you.
No, I think Phipps has completed every one of his passes tonight.
But let him have
to get more on our team.
So with 11:46 left to play, Sheridan takes in the first half. Sheridan takes over with a 7-0 lead, ball on the 2 yard line.
Bingston and Storm come onto the field. Storm splits out wide to the left.
He's right underneath this time. Hands out to the first man through, and he gets it forward to about the 6-yard line. And who was it that carried the ball? That was Ben Kennedy. I'm telling you what, Dwayne, if I need to get a real running room, I'm handing it up to Ben Kennedy. The Black Bear. The main Black Bear.
And Kennedy did a nice job on that, making a little more room, picked up 4 yards, 3 yards on the play. Second and 7 from their own 5, a little more, just a little more breathing room for Christian to stand back there. Okay, now they've dropped. Oh, they're going to stay under center.
Hand off. No, keeps it himself. I think there's a couple of the balls on the ground, and I think it's going to be Creston.
Yes,
Creston gets the ball right back, and the ball will be, I think, on the 5. 5 or 6.
On the 6-yard line, Creston gets it. I don't know how much time they spent under center versus running out of that pistol offense.
I didn't see them that out of center at all at the two practices I was at. But that doesn't mean they did.
And have for years and years and years. Every single one of these kids have been running under center.
So first and 10 now, or first and goal, rather, from the 6. 11 minutes, 6 seconds left, and Creston has the ball back.
Fifth breaks huddle. Running backs left and right of him. Give to 34 over the right-hand side. Wrapped up before he can get back to the line of scrimmage. That's Baker. Oh, they're going to give him forward progress up to the 5. Gain of 1 for Baker. Tries to go over left tackle, but there was a horde of Chargers around him. And that play was not going to get much. And they didn't give him credit back to the 5, so give him half a yard.
Second down and goal from the 5.5.
Snap to 5.
It's covered by Sheraton.
By Connor Gruglich.
First down, Sheraton.
Connor can't hide by a mile. Gruglich. And 3 turnovers. Bing, bing, bing. Sheraton has the ball back.
And they're going to take over on their own 14.
And the net gain of those players.
I know it.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. Kyler Gruberidge making a nice play.
And high snap. Haley is the center. High snap over Phipps, who just couldn't get a handle on it. And Gruberidge was right there, right now. I mean, even if Phipps would have had the chance to throw the ball, it was going to be a sack.
Phipps left. Man in motion now is Wang. Hand off to McCurdy up the middle. He takes it across the 15. He's going to pick up maybe 1 yard on that one. Second down and 9. 10 minutes, 19 seconds left to play in the first half. Sheraton with the ball on the 15-yard line, 85 yards to go, holding a 7-0 lead on a great run back of a punt by Stephen McCurdy.
And that last play, a very slow developing play, but you know the coaches are, one of the things about the pistol offense is you run the same patterns, and then you have multiple options off of that. That's a setup for a play later on in the game.
Hand off to McCurdy up the middle again, and this time he's going to be dropped probably a 1 or 2 yard loss. Oh, they're going to give him right back to the line of scrimmage for forward motion. Bring down 3rd down and 9 now. The line, Evan Havoc, Trevin Nance, Tyler Nance, Alex Reynolds, and Chase Altenhoffen. The line of the Sheraton Chargers need to bust that thing out. 3rd down and 8. Ball on the 16-yard line. Actually gave them a little bit of a forward progress on this.
Lang is split to the right and then trips left, Mark.
Snap back to quarterback Banks, and he's going to get wrapped up and dropped for a sack. It's going to bring up a 4th down and a lot back on the about the 11 or 12, looks like the 11-yard line. So the punter, Charlie Palmer, will be kicking from his own end zone. Double stakes, in other words, they've got to get past 2 stakes for a 1st down. So, but hopefully it'll give them a little bit of room to operate, because this whole quarter, the first 4 minutes of this quarter, 3.5 minutes, they've been back with their back to the wall. Palmer back to punt.
Race to receive. There's too many men on the field.
Timeout here
for Sheraton, so they call the timeout. And we'll take a timeout from Reynolds Field. You are listening to KIIC, all the scores, one station.
My husband and I spent 2 days in Des Moines looking for a trade-in that met our needs and fit our budget. It wasn't until we took the short drive to Motor Inn of Knoxville that we found what we were looking for. When we arrived, the staff was very friendly and really listened to what we wanted and went out of their way to show us vehicles that met our requirements. They even discouraged us from a few cars we looked at, knowing that they would not be the best fit. We were so pleased with the service and selection, we encourage everyone to start their car search at Motor Inn. They will not be disappointed.
There's a timeout on the field, and we want to thank some more of our sponsors, Red Hall Realty, Smith Body Shop, the Sheraton Hy-Vee,
Northridge Living Center, Sheraton Nursing and Rehab, Barbed Wire and Lace, and the Midwest Heritage Bank.
And Piersbacher Funeral Home. So we are going to get this punt off.
Well, and Sheraton had 12 men on the field, so rather than take the penalty, they called the timeout. They've got them to burn anyway here in the second quarter. They were in good shape. There's the snap and the punt. Spiral away from the play, taken at the Sheraton 40 by number 82, goes back 12 yards. That's Bryce Briley. He's their main return guy.
Yes.
And he goes 12 yards back, so Creston is going to take over with this drive from the Sheraton 31 and a half.
First quarter was all Sheraton. Second quarter has been all Creston. At least it's all been played on the Creston end of the field.
But the score, with 8:15 to play in the second, is still Sheraton 7, Creston nothing. Phipps in the pistol for Creston. Motion on the line, and that's going to cost them 5 yards.
Yeah, they jumped. The center of the line did for Creston. They'll be dropping off 5. Here's a little trivia for you. Who won the, I know this because I looked it up today, who won the Rose Bowl in 1939?
Who won the Rose Bowl in 1939? I'm going to guess Michigan.
Michigan did not play in the Rose Bowl in 1939, but it was the West. It was the West Coast team that won.
UCLA.
USC. USC 7, Duke 3. Duke played in it. They won on the last play of the game.
Really?
Yeah.
Who'd have thunk? Phipps takes the snap, turn, and hand off to number 2, Connor Powell, who's a junior, tries to go over the right-hand side, gets back 3 yards down to the 35-yard line.
Nice. And Pavel Gavrizov in on that stop along with Tyler Nance. So nice job.
Second down and 13 from the 34. Creston breaks huddle. Twins left, twins right. Single back to the right of the quarterback. This is your traditional set, and 82 comes wide open on a fly. Touchdown, Creston.
So, Sheraton gives up the big play in return.
Briley with the touchdown. Phipps to Briley.
And there was nobody back. They were beat by 10 yards. So, that makes it 7-6 with 7:35 left to play here in the first half. And they're going to kick. They're going to kick number 2. That's Connor Powell. Will be in to attempt the point after. Try to tie it all up here at Reynolds Field. There's the snap. It's down. It's a bad snap. And quarterback has the ball, number 5. And he has dropped at about the 5.
Christian Gramati was the holder there, and he was just trying to do anything that he could.
Oh, man, I mentioned Aaron Kane did a good job of following that in, and so Sheraton still has the lead, 7-6. And the Panthers will be kicking off to the Sheraton Chargers. We'll take a quick timeout, 7:35, 7-6 our score. Sheraton with the lead. Keep it tuned to KIIC, all the scores, one station.
Did you know the New Holland T7 Series tractors deliver big productivity and top-of-the-line comfort in tractors as low as 100 PTO horsepower? Bowser Equipment Incorporated in Elbia can help you find the model that's perfect for you. Select from a choice of transmissions, CVT, semi, or full power shift. And there's a choice of front axle, the standard four-wheel drive axle, sharp turning super steer axle, or the extra smooth riding Paraglide axle. Stop by Bowser Equipment Incorporated in Elvia soon. There's a New Holland T7 Series tractor just for you.
Wayne Johnson here. They're taking a little bit more time, like, on these breaks between, you know, like kickoffs and so forth, because of the heat.
It is 95 degrees.
And giving them plenty of water, and that's a very good thing. Tonight's game, also brought to you by the Motor Inn in Knoxville, Judd's Ranch House. The Johnson Machine Works right here in Sheraton, who made this beautiful press box of which we're enjoying right now. What you got there?
It's now only 91 degrees, but we appreciate
91 degrees at 8:10.
We appreciate the smart people that are staying home in their air conditioning and listening to us on the computer.
There's a good crowd out here tonight, though. All the way down, look at the crowd all the way down there. I wonder if they're still giving away hot dogs. We may have to run out there at halftime and play.
And some of those smart people in the crowd might be listening to us on their smartphones.
They might be. Hence the smart back. Stephen McCurdy in the middle. On the far side is Ben Moran. And on the near side is, again, Dylan Sanders. So three-man deep for the Sheraton Chargers.
Pounds the kick.
Here's the kick, long end over end. And that's going to go into the end zone, and it'll be first and 10 for the Sheraton Chargers with 7:35 left to play here in the first half. Sheraton leading this game 7-6. I'm Mark Felderman.
I'm Dwayne Johnson.
And you're listening to KIIC. First and 10 for the Chargers. Ball is going to be spotted at the 20-yard line. Other big games around the area tonight, Indianola is at Oskaloosa. We'll be playing Oskaloosa here on homecoming night,
September 20th.
September 20th. Wild Wild West is the theme of this year's homecoming, and we're already getting kind of geared up about that. That's an early homecoming.
We'll have a big shoe that night.
We will. You going to be here that night?
I will. Okay. Here.
Now, Christian Bateson takes the snap, hands off to McCurdy, and he's going to get wrapped up and for no gain and maybe a loss. Yeah, a loss of about 1 yard. It's going to bring up a second down and 11. After that nice run by McCurdy, they're tackling him whether that's the ball or not every single time.
And
giving him the business.
Yeah, they're in pile. Giving him the business.
Giving him the business.
One of Mark's all-time.
I love it.
All-time favorite.
Giving him the business. 5 yard penalty. He's giving him the business. Here's this man in motion is Kinnanen. Now back rolling to his left. And Christian Bateson will tuck it in and cross the line of scrimmage. Pick up maybe 2 yards. Going to bring up a third down and 9.
Yeah, I like that better. I personally like that play better. It gives Christian the opportunity to see the field, move around a little bit. He can throw on the run and can make a nice throw on the run.
I'm not hearing something completely different. The other night I was watching the Cubs at San Diego, and there was two little boys with Cubs jerseys on, and the one had a bloody nose, and his dad was tending to him, and at the same time he was punching his butt, giving him the business.
Binks are looking downfield.
Nothing.
And that's a coverage sack because there was nobody open downfield.
You're right.
Hawkinson was covered up. Lang was covered up.
What's the Cubs broadcasting? I can't think of his name.
I'm sorry, I'm giving up listening on the Cubs.
Okay. Well, hey, as my dear departed Uncle Robert told me, no one ever went broke betting against the Cubs. I love the Cubs. And we're going to take a timeout, Sheraton, as they get ready to punt on a 4th and 9. 5:32 left to play. Sheraton 7, Creston 6. We'll be back with more exciting action from Reynolds Field. Keep it tuned right here, KIIC. All the scores, one station.
At a time of personal loss, the strains of the moment can be so overwhelming. That's when the thoughtfulness of others can mean so much.
When Mom passed away, we were at a loss, so we truly appreciated every little act of kindness.
For caring, considerate funeral arrangements, talk to one of our dedicated staff. Our thoughtfulness will put you at ease and create a tribute to a legacy of life. Pierce Bacher Funeral Home and Cremation Services, a legacy of life.
Back at Reynolds Field, the cheerleaders are urging them on to be aggressive. Jamie Pierce Baker, Sydney McNeely, Kaylee Jones, Mercedes Michaels, Emma Nelson, Michaela Rich, and now we've got back to punt, Charlie Palmer. Palmer takes the snap, no rush, high, good spiral kick. It's going to be fumbled and covered right on the 50-yard line. We'll see where they're. And so there's a flag, and I think we had a block in the back. So back at the, looked like a block in the back. Somebody went flying. So the ball got covered right at midfield, but I think there's going to be a personal foul against the Sheraton Chargers. We'll see what happens. Yep. 15-yard penalty. So it was going to be back at midfield, and now the Panthers, rather, will get first and 10 from the 35 rather than the 50. That was a costly penalty, and I saw it from up here, and if I see it from up here, it happened. So, actually, a good call by the men in the stripes. I hate to admit that ever. But
you did, and we got it on tape.
So, Twins left, wide right.
Fifth back, turns and gives to the eighth primary running back. Baker goes over left tackle for a first down, across the 25 to the 24. Chains are moving for the Panthers.
5:17 left to play here in the first half. 76 Sheraton with the lead. But the Panthers with the ball on the 24 yards to go for a score. Are you surprised that Baker's carrying the ball as much as he is instead of Frames?
I really am. I expected to call Frames' name a lot, and we've hardly seen it. But there's the handoff back to Baker again. Spins out of one tackle over the right hand side. Finally knocked down after a gain of 6 by number 9.
Aaron Kane, the sophomore.
Number 9 on your scorecard, number 1 in your heart. Aaron Kane.
Aaron
nice
Kane
tackle.
Is the son of Jana Kane, the volleyball coach for the Sheraton Chargers, and Lee Kane, the one of the assistant coaches on the Sheraton Charger football team.
So Baker had a 6-yard pickup, brings up 2nd and 4. Snap to Phipps, turn and hand off to Baker, goes over the left-hand side.
Boy, he is running just really, really, really well.
Tackled by Zach McElroy after a 5-yard gain there, all the way down to the 10.
First and goal from the 10. My boy, Zach McElroy.
Excuse me, 9-yard gain. 9-yard pickup there for Adam Baker.
So, once again, the second quarter being very good to the Panthers.
Clock.
They moved 25 yards down the field.
Clock moving at 4:12. Snap to Phipps. Turn and hand off to Frain, who's wrapped up in the backfield.
Nice job. I believe that's Pavel Gorbachev.
Yep, and Connor Gergerich was right there with him. And Zach McElroy, part of that tackle as well.
In the 5 spot.
So, loss of 3, 2nd and 13.
Twin storm. That was a nice job of gang tackling by the Chargers, but it was made, it happened because of Pavel Gorbachev.
Right, and maybe that's why they've been handing the ball off to Baker, because he's getting yards in chunks. Baker now to the left of Phipps, Twins left and right. Phipps flush from the pocket, rolling to his right, throws downfield, pass complete.
Touchdown.
Touchdown complete to number 7, Alex Nielsen. 13-yard touchdown with 3:24 to play in the second.
And I have to tell you that the White Hat missed a hold right on this side here, as that could have made a big difference. But that's the way it goes.
Creston's going to try an extra point again. Pals to kick. Number 5, Kristen Grimaldi is the holder. Here's the snap. It's down. It's up.
Oh,
that one
excellent.
He drills. That one would have been good from 40.
That was a nice kick. And our score now, with 3:24 left to play from Reynolds Field in the first half, a score now, Creston 13, Sheraton 7. We'll be back with more on KIIC with Mark Felderman and Dwayne Johnson. Keep it tuned. All the scores, one station.
641-203-0578. That's the number for Bingham Construction. Home builders come and go, but Roger Bingham of Bingham Construction has been building homes and doing remodeling, general repair, long enough for folks to know if you want to be treated right and get the job done right, that's the number to call. For a new home, a garage, remodeling, from simple to complex, call Bingham Construction. 641-203-0578. Hey, we're not making this stuff up. Ask anybody.
You may want to turn some of your ground into profit. Call Kent Construction in Lucas at 766-6126. They're a family-owned business doing all types of earth moving since 1951. Terracing, tiling, ponds, building sites, and more. Call Kent Construction. Turn your dirt into cash. 766-6126.
The question is, Connor Pauls will be kicking off and deep once again. Dylan Sanders to the near side, to the far side is Ben Murad, and in the middle, Stephen McCurdy. The Lucas County Fair Queen has joined us up here in the press box. Get a chance to visit with her at the half. Here's the kick. High end over end into the corner, and it takes a crest and bounces. It bounces all over the place. Picked up at the 2 by McCurdy. He's across the 10. To the 15, close to the 20, maybe the 19, and that ball had potential to be a real pop, Dwayne.
I thought it was going out of bounds. I'm like, oh, hey, this is going to be great. We're going to get, and
no.
It hopped and bounced straight up in the air.
Took a crest and bounce. On the 15, I thought it was the, but they were at the 20.
That's why they put those big numbers on.
Is that why they do that?
That's why they do.
I thought those were like cheering for different players.
Yay, 20. No, it's not that.
Yeah.
Ball on the 15 for Sheraton. 3:18 to play here in the second. Creston 13, Sheraton 7.
Going to the left is T.J. Hawkinson and Derek Wang. To the near side, Hunter Storm. Man in motion is Wang. Give up to the middle to McCurdy. McCurdy carries it across the line of scrimmage to about the 18. So a 3-yard gain for McCurdy and a second down and 7 for the Sheraton Chargers.
Well, and that's really nice. You got 4 receivers spread out. You spread the defense out. You open up that hole in the middle and you make them make choices. That's a great call on first down, and you got second and 7 rather than second and 12 the way we've been looking at for the last couple of series. That was a nice call. That was a great first opening play, and they're going to go with the same set here, Mark.
Twins left, twins right. One man in the middle, and this time they hand it off to the slot guy, Derek Wang. He cuts it up the middle as he was the man in motion, going to pick up maybe 2 yards. Brings up a third down and 5. Ball on the 21-yard line. 2 minutes, 22 seconds left to play. Well, remind everybody that a real change in the schedule. The junior varsity game on next week against Creston was scheduled for Tuesday because Monday is Labor Day. But the game will be played on Labor Day. So Monday Night Football in Creston.
Hey.
Junior varsity football.
Time out, Sheraton.
And we'll take a timeout. Sheraton trailing 13-7 to Creston. Mark Felderman along with Dwayne Johnson. Keep it tuned to KIIC, KIICradio.com. All the scores, one station. This is Dwayne Jackson.
For the bigger discount, you gotta come to Southtown Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Indianola. It's our big summer clearance event. Get 2013 Dodge Grand Caravans from just $18,995. Get 0% financing for 72 months. Owner loyalty $750. Or drive away in a new 2013 Dodge Avenger from just $16,995.
This is Marty. Your bigger discount destination is in Indianola. And all month long, get summer clearance prices.
or put zero down and drive.
Plus, get 2013 big Rams with a big summer discount, up to $12,000 off the MSRP.
Don't miss our summer clearance event with up to $12,000 off 2013 big Rams, minivans, and Avengers from just $16,995.
Or buy with zero down, drive a little further, save a whole lot more. The discounts are always bigger and better in Indianola.
For the best deal around,
you gotta come to Southtown.
On North Jefferson in Indianola. At Southtown, you drive, we listen. Online, southtowncdj.com.
Back to Christian Banks, a hands off, nice delayed draw, handing off to McCurdy, carries it over, it's going to bring up a fourth down as he takes it up to the 25, and with about 2 minutes left to play. Oh no, now we have a timeout by Creston, so we'll take another timeout. Keep it tuned here to KIIC, all the scores, one station.
Well, here's what happened. I was driving along, not going very fast, and all of a sudden a kangaroo jumped out in front of my car. It's really no big deal. I'm going to have my car taken to Smith Body Shop in Sheraton. They're located at 420 Albia Road. The number is 641-774-5008, and I know everything will be just fine.
Riding along in my automobile. Along with Dwayne Johnson. Here at Reynolds Field, you got some scores for me.
I do. Norwalk and Newton. Newton leads 13-0 in the first. Pella and Marshalltown. Pella's up over Marshalltown 21-0. That score.
That would be a game I'd like to see both teams lose.
Albia leads Fairfield 13-0 in the first. This is the most recent score I've got.
Okay. Back to punt is Charlie Palmer. There's not much of a rush on. He gets the kick off. I'll spiral again. Taking it at about the 48-yard line, and we got a flag on the play. I think we're going to have a hold here right in front of us at about the 46-yard line as he's brought down on the far side by Ben Millett and number 69. I should know that. But we'll know it by the second game. How about that?
Well, I tell you, Tyler Nance had some words with whoever it was that tackled him.
Evan Havoc.
Wrecking havoc?
He is wreaking havoc.
Wreaking havoc. Wreaking, not wrecking.
And so, I got a Lee Canes down there, and he said, take the penalty, Can you say, duh? Should we take this penalty? Yeah, I think we ought to. So, if it was down at about the 44, that should go all the way back to close to the 40-yard line.
Yeah.
But let's see.
There's the steps across the 50
to the... A 10-yard penalty. Everything's going to do a 10-yard penalty, hasn't it? Almost.
Yep. 46-yard line is where they're going to spot the ball. Creston's own 46. 54 yards to try to score here in the last 1 minute and 44 seconds of the second half. Creston does lead Sheraton 13-7 if you're just joining us. Sheraton got on the board with a 65-yard McCurdy touchdown for a punt return touchdown. Swing pass around the left-hand side. They're still getting Baker in this game. Fifth to Baker, goes for 3 yards up to the 49.
Tyler Nance was the first one to put a hit on him, but Zach McElroy in on that as well. Ben Moret, Quinn Storm doing a nice job on that. Quinn Storm's all over the place.
That's the first swing pass we've seen of the year out of Creston. Twins left, twins right, traditional... pistol set here. Baker looking
incomplete pass.
Yeah, Phipps looking across the middle. Intended receiver was Connor Powell's. Incomplete. That's going to stop the clock with 1:06 to play. Brings up 3rd and 7 from their own 49.
If we can make a stop here, the Sheraton could have one more chance.
We appreciate Creston using their timeouts to help us out. So, again, 3rd and 7, and Creston is going to break huddle.
How many huddles do they get? Because they broke a lot of them tonight.
One receiver left, twins right, three backs. Fitz scrambles around,
steps
out of the pocket, tries to go over the right hand side, gets across the midfield stripe down to the 47-yard line. Tackle credit
Zach
to
McElroy.
Connor Gergerich fell on top of him afterwards. McElroy did a nice job bringing him down.
Fourth down.
Fourth down and four. Clock running with 42 seconds.
They're going to run as much time off of this as they can. They might even take a penalty. It wouldn't be out there. Look, he's looking over at the referee.
Alex Nielsen is set to punt, and he's 5 yards back. I think they're just going to run it all the way down and burn their last time out.
They do. Thought they'd just take a 5-yard penalty and get more time. So, timeouts on the field. We'll take a quick timeout. 13-7, Sheraton trails against Creston. We'll be back with more. Keep it tuned to KIIC. All the scores, one station.
Here's a listing update from Red Haw Realty.
Red Haw Realty's listing number 1520 is in Pella, Iowa. This executive home has 7 bedrooms and 6.5 baths. Some of the key features to this home include a family room, a sunroom, a beautiful screened-in porch, and an amazing chef's kitchen. The home has a 3-car attached garage and a 1,600-square-foot heated outbuilding. There are 12 acres more or less with this home that is close to Lake Red Rock. View this listing online at www.redhot.com.
Field for Creston, and nobody back.
Alex Nielsen to punt. There's the snap. Gets it away. High spiral. Bounces at the 10 and takes a Sheraton bounce.
Well,
across into the goal line. Touchback with 19.3 seconds to play.
Sheraton had nobody back. They were wanting to make sure that there wasn't a fake, and if they get stuck back there, they get stuck back there. But 19.3 seconds left to play in the first half. 13-7, Sheraton trailing Creston.
So do you just take a knee and go to the half and be done?
I don't know. Or do you put it up in the air? I don't know. I'd be tempted to go either way.
They're going to run a play?
Yeah, because they are not setting up in a protecting way. Twins right, wide left. Hand off to McCurdy. He turns on the Jets. He's around the end, and he's going to be dropped at about the 27-yard line, and unless something odd happens,
That'll do it.
And that will be the end of the first half of play here in Sheraton at Reynolds Field. Our score, Sheraton 7, Creston 13 at the half. I'm Mark Felderman.
I'm Dwayne Johnson.
And you tuned to KIIC, Albia 96.7. I screwed that up. And KIICradio.com, stream number 2. Keep it tuned right here. I've got a halftime interview in just a few minutes with Lucas County Fair Queen, Madison Briggs. All the scores, one station.
Around the clock, 7 days a week, residents of the Northridge Assisted Living Center in Sheraton have access to the individualized attention they need, provided by a caring professional staff. With private suites and the freedom to make their own choices, Northridge residents have greater control over their lives. Northridge creates an environment in which residents can continue to enjoy their individuality, their independence, and their dignity in a secure and supportive community. Northridge is conveniently located next to the Lucas County Health Center in Sheraton. Stop in or call to schedule a tour.
Welcome to Primary Office Supply.
The only thing on your shelves is blue ink pens.
Yes, that's all we offer.
As a small business owner, would you choose an office supply store with no choices? No way. And you don't want a bank with no choices. That's why you'll love Midwest One Bank. We let you bank the way you want with lots of services. SBA loans, online cash manager, remote deposit, and more. Bank the way you want at Midwest One, where you're the one. Go to MidwestOne.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, subject to credit approval.
Stay ahead of the topsy-turvy Iowa seasons and keep more money in your pocket while you prepare for any season with equipment rentals from Mack Hardware on the Highway 34 bypass in Sheraton. Mack Hardware rents log splitters, pole saws, and chainsaws. Call Mack Hardware and ask about other equipment rentals too. 641-774-0410. Did you get that number? 641-774-0410. Mack Hardware. They know what it means to be a customer, so they know how to treat you.
Midwest Heritage Insurance Services proudly supports the Sheraton Athletic Program and Charger Football. Hi, this is Sue Frazier at Midwest Heritage Insurance Services. I want to invite you to stop in for a free review of all your insurance coverage. Customer service is our priority. We can quote your business, auto, home, or farm. If you need life, health, disability, or long-term care, give us a call at Midwest Heritage Insurance, 641-774-2151. Go Chargers!
Hello again, everybody. This is Mark Felderman live from Reynolds Field. And actually, if you're listening to it on Saturday morning, it's not live. But we're from Reynolds Field. And it's halftime, Sheraton trailing Creston 13-7. But I'm looking forward to a really big second half. I'm delighted to say I'm joined by one of my favorite students at Sheraton High School, Madison Briggs. And Madison, I asked you to come up here because you had an exciting summer. You became the Lucas County Fair Queen for 2013. First of all, tell me what all is involved. What happened at the Lucas County Fair, and what happened there with that?
At the Lucas County Fair, I won the Lucas County Fair Queen contest. And after I won Friday night, I started doing the next day. I had to do the cow show, Allen Doll shows that were there. And I got to participate in everything that they did at the county fair.
How does one win the fair queen?
To win the fair queen, I had to file an application in about May or April. And then the day of the fair queen, we were going to announce it, we went in for interviews. And we do personal interviews, and we also do group interviews with everyone that ran. And then the judges decide. And we also have to announce like our names in front of everyone that comes to watch us be found.
So now that you... I mean, the fair is obviously over, but your responsibilities as the Lucas County Fair Queen do not end at the end of the fair.
No, they do not. As the summer goes on, I have been in parades. Tomorrow I'm in the Lucas Parade, and I will be in the Russell Parade, and Homecoming Parade, and the 4th of July Parade. And then I also do, like, fundraising activities that the fair board does. And then next year I'll get to crown the 2014 Lucas County Fair Queen.
Now, you will be graduating in May.
I will.
Sheraton High School. Do you already know what your plans are?
I plan to attend a college for either physical therapy or education.
And you haven't decided yet where you're going to go?
I have not.
But that won't affect because that won't start till the fall and you'll be done with your reign. I was up seeing you at the Iowa State Fair. That was really neat. I had a chance to see you and the other young ladies, Miss Carol from Wayne County. I just had a ball with seeing that. So tell me about what some of your experiences at the Iowa State Fair were.
It was a great time. We were up there for a week with 102 girls.
Which is kind of interesting because there's 99 counties.
There is. There's three different counties. There's Keokuk County has two county fairs. Pottawatomie County is split by the river, so they have two queens. And then there's Kyle Congress.
Guadalupe.
Yes. At the fair, I was there for a week with all the girls. I had four other roommates. We do all
Where did you stay?
At the Holiday Inn in downtown.
Okay.
We have all kinds of workshops you can do at the hotel, and we have go to the state fair two nights. So you got to ride in the parade.
Can I ask you, what were the workshops?
We had facials. We had Mary Kay come. Every morning we had a workout session. So Wednesday is Zumba. We had a cardio one. We had learn how to do karate, how to defend for ourselves. One day I got to break a board with my elbow and knee. We just awesome experiences that you can't do anywhere else.
Okay, neat. Okay, so now you're in the parade.
Yep.
Which, Wednesday night?
Yes, Wednesday night.
Wednesday night, the State Fair Parade, downtown Des Moines, and then to the fairgrounds. And then what else happened between then and Friday night? Everybody was announced.
Yep, Thursday and Friday night, we introduced ourselves and asked the question and stuff about ourselves in front of the judges and in front of everybody that came. And then Friday night, we got to participate in the county day. So all the counties come up. And then at night, we get to go to the manager's yard and eat supper with all our fair board members that come up and see us.
Yeah.
And then Saturday, we go do our last interview. And then they crown the queen Saturday night.
Yeah, and then... Do you, as the Lucas County Fair Queen, after they crowned the new State Fair Queen, do you have any other responsibilities at the State Fair? You're done.
Yep, I am done after I, yep.
But you really are done because you're showing animals at the fair.
Not at State Fair,
You did at the State Fair.
No, I did not.
Okay. Would you recommend this experience to other young ladies?
Oh, yes, I would. This is an experience of a lifetime. It gives you an opportunity to know what interviews are like for jobs. I mean, you meet so many girls. But I could possibly have future roommates at college because of this. And you can't, no one can take this opportunity from me. It's something you earn, too.
How
what are the qualifications to get to be able to do this? Do you have to be involved in something?
Our county requires for you to run as Lucas County Fair Queen, you have to fill out an application, and you also have to be either in 4-H or FFA.
Very good, very good. And you already said it, but this was a great experience for you, and you'd really recommend it.
Yep.
How long have you been? You've been in both, right? 4-H, mostly in 4-H.
Yep. This is my first year in FFA, but I've been in 4-H since I was in fourth grade, and I would do cover stuff before then.
And would you recommend 4-H to?
I would. It's maybe the person that I am today. If it wasn't for 4-H or anything, I wouldn't have ran it for fair queen or anything.
What are the 4-H's?
Head, heart, hands, and health.
Very good. And that was the only one I knew. So there you go. Madison Breeze, Lucas County Fair Queen for 2013 to 2014. It's been I love having you in school. You're one of my all-time favorites, and I'm just so pleased that you were representing the Lucas County. You did a great job up at the State Fair. It was so fun watching you up there, and I want to congratulate you, and thank you for representing Lucas County so well.
Thank you.
All right. This is Mark Feldman. We will be back with the second half. We got about 7 minutes or so to go till the second half. So, Jim, you can take it away. Our score is Creston 13, Sheraton 7. Mark Feldman along with Dwayne Johnson and Madison Briggs, Lucas County Fair Queen. Right here from Sheraton, Iowa, you're tuned to KIIC. KIICradio.com, stream 2. Keep it tuned right here. All the scores, one station. Take it away, Jim.
Whether you're recovering from a fall illness or a surgery, physical therapy at Lucas County Health Center offers comprehensive and individual treatment plans to put you back on your feet. They offer comprehensive therapies, including physical, occupational, and speech therapies, as well as athletic training services for your star player. Physical therapy at Lucas County Health Center. Get back in the game.
This is Mark Felderman of the Felderman Family Ben Franklin on the north side of the Sheraton Square. We're pleased to be one of the featured sponsors of Sheraton Charger football on KIIC. Dwayne Johnson and I will be bringing you all the exciting action of Charger football all season long on your home for Sheraton football, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Everybody knows everybody. Everybody calls you friend.
That's exactly the way it is at Judd's Ranch House in Lacona. Everybody knows everybody. Everybody calls you friend, and everybody knows the food is delicious. Judd's has a menu to please every palate. Tuesday through Saturday. On the weekends, they bring out a fabulous fresh salad bar. There's hot pizzas, fresh homemade onion rings. There's something for everyone. Everyone's headed for the house. Judd's Ranch House in Lacona.
What started at the end of a dirt road over 40 years ago is now over 40,000 square feet of showroom. CNC Custom Cycle on the Highway 34 bypass in Sheraton is over 40,000 square feet of recreation vehicles that are ready to fill your riding thrills. Your custom recreation is on display at CNC Custom Cycle, right at home. CNC Custom Cycle on the Highway 34 bypass in Sheraton.
Johnson Machine Works Steel Fabricators in Sheraton is a sponsor of Sheraton Sports. The Sheraton community and teams work like steel. For many senior adults, there comes a time in life when they're not able to live in their own homes and take care of themselves. Southern Iowa is fortunate to have a facility to take care for our loved ones, the Sheraton Nursing and Rehabilitation Center. Trained and committed, Sheraton Nursing and Rehab Center, located adjacent to the Lucas County Health Center. Do you or a loved one suffer from respiratory problems requiring home or portable oxygen? If so, you can breathe easy with oxygen equipment from Hammer Medical Supply. At Hammer, we understand the importance of providing top quality respiratory care to you and your loved ones. That's why Hammer provides a wide variety of home and portable oxygen products and much more. No matter what your oxygen needs, we have a solution for you. Hammer is proud to provide the most advanced oxygen technologies available, each designed with your comfort and convenience in mind. In Sheraton, stop by 914 Court Avenue or call 774-4600. That's Hammer.
Hanson's Iowa Realty is a name you should associate with success.
Not just their success, but count listing your real estate with Hansen's as your success. List your acreage, residential, commercial, and recreational property with Hansen's for the success you expect. To list your property, call Hansen's Iowa Realty in Sheraton, 641-774-5822.
Here are this week's Sheridan Hy-Vee specials. Hy-Vee sugar, $1.69 for 4 pounds. Hy-Vee potato chips, 77 cents. 6 ounces of Hy-Vee charcoal, 16 pounds, 6 ounces, $4.59. At your Sheridan Hy-Vee.
Welcome to our restaurant. What would you like?
The only thing on your menu is ham sandwiches?
Yes, that's our only choice.
Would you choose a restaurant with no choices? No way. And you don't want a bank with no choices. That's why you'll love Midwest One Bank. We let you bank the way you want, with all kinds of services. Fixed rate mortgages, adjustable rate mortgages, and multiple programs for first time homebuyers. Bank the way you want at Midwest One, where you're the one. Go to MidwestOne.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, subject to credit approval.
And here is the kickoff. Connor Pals takes it deep into the end zone, and it's
McCurdy
by McCurdy, yep, but McCurdy, he's in the end zone.
Yep, McCurdy crossed the plane, and in high school football, anything that crosses the plane is a touchback. Could not bring that back if he wanted to. Ball's going to be Sheraton's at the 20.
Well, it's one of those things that they're attempting to have less head injuries and less injuries in general, which there are probably more serious injuries on returns than there are anything else. Frankly, in the NFL, it's slowed the game down and kind of made it dull in that way.
Yeah.
Especially if you have Devin Hester on your team.
Yes.
Hand off to McCurdy up the middle, and he's going to be stopped after a short game.
And speaking of injuries, the ambulance, we were saying while we were a break, the ambulance has not moved, so it's air conditioned, and so that's a good sign. That's good news for Christian, at least from our perspective up here, knowing nothing, which we know.
There's no limit to what we don't know.
So, it's so true.
7 minutes, 33 seconds, second down 10, ball on the 20, Windstorm quarterback. Nance, the center man in motion is Derek Lang, give it to him around the far side, and he's going to get wrapped up for a 5-yard loss. As he went down there, they just did a great job of following him down the line, and maybe not a 5-yard loss, but a 4-yard loss. Close to a 5-yard loss. Going to bring up a third down and 15, ball on the 15-yard line. That was unfortunate. Now 7 minutes left to play in the third quarter. And frankly, the wind has just gone out of the sails of the Sheraton Chargers.
Yep. Hunter Storm splits out left. So this is Twins left and Twins right. Traditional set. Storm looking downfield. Now tucks it himself and tries to run. Breaks two tackles, still on his feet across the 20 to the 21. So he got those 5 yards back plus a little bit more. Going to bring up fourth down and 9.
Fourth down and 9, punting situation. Charlie Palmer back to punt for the Sheraton Chargers. Back to receive for Creston.
Nice punt. Nice high punt.
A thumb off.
And then covered by Creston.
Number 82. That's
Bryce Briley.
Bryce Briley.
Yep. Bryce is their main return guy.
And it went right through his hands. I mean,
it did. And bounced high and
did a great job of just jumping on it, though. Yep. That, too many guys in high school try to pick that ball up and do something with it. And occasionally something good happens out of that. But more often than not, you've lost the ball. And he did the smart thing. He just
grab it. Take your life like golf. When you hit it in the rough, take your lumps, get it back in the fairway, and move on to the next thing. That's the best you can do. So ball at the 47-yard line. Fifth, Baker and Frain in the backfield. Turn and give to Baker. Breaks one tackle. Still wrapped up behind the line of scrimmage. Pushes back to Loss of just one. Right side push there. Tackle by Zach McElroy.
So, second down and 11 with 5.5 minutes left to play in the third quarter. So, the defense is fired up. You see the middle linebacker, Tyler Nance, taking the play from the sideline and getting the boys bumped up. Lang back on the near side.
Nielsen brings the play in for the Panthers and then splits out wide right. Turn and hand off to Howells with the ball on the ground. Fumble goes forward. This one they are going to call down, and they're going to say he was down at the 47-yard line for a loss of one.
And on that particular play, you can't advance on a fumble. And so even though he probably wasn't actually down, where he fumbled the ball as it went forward, if Sheraton would have jumped on the ball, would have been Sheraton's ball, but you can't advance the fumble, so it goes back to where he dropped the ball.
So third down and 10 from the 47, clock moving, Twins left and right. Phipps takes three steps and fires across the middle. Ball is incomplete.
Oh, what is that?
It's a Quinn Storm. They called a personal foul on Quinn Storm, breaking up the play.
They let a huge hold go back here, and then they drop the flag on the ball is coming right at him. He hits him just as the ball gets there, and they're going to call out a personal foul.
And then they're going to have a zebra convention at the 45-yard line to discuss it.
That is awful if they leave that.
They are going to wave it off. They are going to wave it off. Got that one right. And that's twice that they've done that, get together and discuss it. It was a great play by Quinn Storm. Did a great job. His timing was perfect. Just as the ball was arriving, blew it up, blew the play up. And caused the incomplete pass, brings up fourth down and 10 from the 47-yard line.
That's twice now that they got together and called off a flag that was not a good flag. Good job out of the boys.
Here's the punt.
Oh!
Hawkinson nearly got that one. High end over end. McCurdy takes it at the 15, back to the 20, whips around the right-hand side to the 25, breaks another tackle.
Yeah, flag back here. They're going to call it.
Finally at the 30-yard line, but it's probably a hold on.
It's a face down. Oh, but now who's it on? That's the next question. The face mask? No, block in the back. The first official, block in the back.
Yep. Illegal block on Sheraton on the return from the spot of the foul is going to push Sheraton all the way back to the 12.
Now, I'm not sure it's the one that I saw, but what I saw was the man on this side was about to put the block on, and the guy spun around. And he got the hands on the back. It's one of those. But I'm not even sure that was the one. It could have been
Storm in at quarterback. Trips left, one right. Here's the snap, turn, and give to McCurdy with a big hole over the right side. Another flag. He picks up 5 on the play, but we'll see how long this is going to stand.
My guess is a hold. Personal foul.
Face on Creston.
So, that's going to mark off 15 all the way up to the 31-yard line.
So after the play, they tack on 15. So first down, Chargers, I will say that's the first down that they've gotten in a while. But the ball is moving. The chains are moving for the Chargers and their new leader, Quinn Storm, still in the pistol set. Twins left, Twins right, turns, takes the handoff, keeps it himself, tries to go over right tackle. Brought down in a pile at the 34.
Maybe a yard.
Gain of, I'm going to say he got 3.
You think so?
I do. The offensive line, Alton Hoffman there, did a really nice job on the right side moving that pile forward. And second and 7, clock running.
Quinn from the pistol position, Nance the center. We got wide left, wide right, man in motion. Is Derek Lang, pitch out to him, and he takes it around to the 35-yard line. It's going to be a pickup of half a foot, 6 inches. A long run for 6 inches. Oh, but no, look at they give him a really bad spot, so he actually lost about 6 inches. So now it's third down and seven.
It's amazing how precise you can be with binoculars. That's impressive.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
20 minutes left to play. Third quarter. Great minds. We've been working together too long. All right, so Nance centers up the ball. Now Kinnan in motion. They're back to pass. Quinn, Storm looking. He's wrapped up. He's going to be dropped, sacked, back for a 10-yard loss. They were doing better when you were calling the play-by-play. You can take it back.
Yeah, sack by Tyler Frain. He has not. We've not seen a whole lot of him on offense, but he has really done a nice job for the Panthers on defense tonight. It's now going to be fourth down and a bunch. Fourth down and 17, 18. Fourth down and 18 with the ball on their own 24-yard line.
Hustling off the field and now ready to go. Palmer back to punt. He's done a nice job punting. Here's the kick. Spiral back. And the receiver flips and now scoots back up. And he's still on his feet. Still on his feet past the 50, the 45, the 40, down to the 35-yard line. Number 85, that is Jesse Rassi.
He was brought down by Tyler Nance, and Tyler had to come from about 10 yards back behind him to catch up and take him down.
He did. What I liked about the run back by Jesse Rassi was that he waited and looked for his block and was able to really do a nice job there.
Fitz Baker and Frain in the backfield. Fitz still in the pistol. Turn and hand off to Powell's now, excuse me. Powell's goes, tries to go over left tackle down to the 44-yard line. Sorry, 34-yard line, so gain of two.
Little extracurricular activity out there. A little push around Jake Miller of Creston, and didn't get the number of the Charger.
Clock moving with 1:23 to play here in the third. Phipps hand turns and hands to Powell, who goes over right tackle. Brought down immediately.
Picks up about four. Maybe, yeah.
Yep, down to the 31-yard line. So he gets two.
Two.
Third down and a long five. The scoreboard says five. It's really more like six. And we're now inside a minute with the clock running, so this will probably be the last play of the third quarter. Phipps breaks huddle, Frain to his left, Powell's to his right, one receiver left, one right. Here's the snap, two steps, turns to his right, and fires downfield. Pass is complete. It's going to be close to a first down, complete to Max Walters for a five-yard gain.
They stopped the clock, though. First down.
First down. So they're going to move the chains with 31.7 seconds to play here in the third quarter.
Our score, Creston 26, Sheraton 7. As we close out the third quarter, 31 seconds left to play, and they'll get the time for one more play.
Clock starts again with the whistle and the sweep. Here's Phipps with one back behind him. Twins left, twins right. Takes the snap, turns to Pals. Pals breaks out left to the left-hand side. Now open, crashing across the goal line. Broke two tackles. Broke tackles by Lang and Kane on his way to a touchdown. Pals goes 25 yards with 14.4 seconds to play in the third.
That makes our score 32-7, and Powell's will be in for the extra points. Connor Powell's the player of the game, I'd say, tonight. Here's the the count, the snap, it's down, the kick is up, funny a leg, is it good? It's good. So our score now with 14.4 seconds left to play in the third quarter is Creston 33, Sheraton 7. We'll be back with more Sheraton High School football right after this on KIIC, all the scores, one station.
Redhaw Family Medical Center, Dr. Philip Sundquist, M.D., and the staff of nurses at Redhaw Family Medical Center want to welcome you. Dr. Sundquist specializes in family practice and OB care, located at 1030 North 7th Street in Sheraton. Hardworking haulers need expert service to keep loads safe on the road. Vaughn's RV services all makes and models of old and new cargo, flatbeds, stock trailers, goosenecks, RVs, and campers. Let Vaughn's keep it safe. Call 515-961-6961.
Back at Reynolds Field, this is Mark Feldman.
Dwayne Johnson.
And our score, 33-7, Sheraton trailing the Creston Panthers with 14 seconds left to play in the third quarter. Sheraton's really going to have to mix things up here in the fourth quarter if they want to be able to get back. Now, I remember a couple years ago, we were in a similar situation in the fourth quarter, and Sheraton came back and scored 27 points. Here's the kick.
Connor Powell's with the sideways kick all the way down to the 5. McCurdy brings it back. Past the 20 to the 25, driven back to the 22.
Well, he got hit hard.
Yeah, tackle. Credit to Gavin Lee of the Panthers. But Sheraton's going to take the ball at the 24-yard line. So first and 10 from the 24 with 8.3 seconds to play here in the third quarter, Mark.
He got hit really hard, but he's up. He's a tough kid. Now, Quinn's still in. Quinn Storm still in at quarterback.
Still in this pistol set, so not really a shotgun, not really under center.
Twins right, wide left. We got a handoff to McCurdy. He's going to get wrapped up for a 4-yard loss.
Tackled by Chad Lamb.
And that's the end of the third quarter, and our score is Creston 33 and Sheraton 7. We'll be back with the fourth quarter play right after this. Mark Felderman and Dwayne Johnson from Reynolds Field, KIIC. All the scores, one station.
My husband and I spent 2 days in Des Moines looking for a trade-in that met our needs and fit our budget. It wasn't until we took the short drive to Motor Inn of Knoxville that we found what we were looking for. When we arrived, the staff was very friendly and really listened to what we wanted and went out of their way to show us vehicles that met our requirements. They even discouraged us from a few cars we looked at, knowing that they would not be the best fit. We were so pleased with the service and selection, we encourage everyone to start their car search at Motor Inn. They will not be disappointed.
Welcome back to Reynolds Field. It is a balmy 86 degrees on a clear night. No wind. We had a little bit of breeze earlier, but there is nothing up here now. Mark went to go check on an injured Christian Bingston, who we lost midway through the third quarter. Quinn Storm has been the quarterback the rest of the way. We stand now, Creston 33, Sheraton 7, 12 minutes on the board here to start the fourth quarter, and the Chargers take the field. Mark, do we know anything?
Well, the word out in the stand is, and I from a fairly reliable source, that Christian may have been knocked out, may have been. And so that removed him from the game.
Right.
And so even if he may have, he's out of the game. But he's very alert. He knows everybody. He's just in the cool right now. And they are going to take him over, if they haven't already, over to the hospital to check him out.
Right.
But he's
right.
That is
the official High School Athletic Association concussion rule. If there's any suspect at all of a concussion, he's gone from the game until a medical professional can evaluate him.
Quinn with the ball, throws it up through the hands of T.J. Hawkinson, incomplete. He's going to bring up a third down and about 14 yards, ball on the 21-yard line. Now, I want to stress, that is not any official word that I got from anybody, okay? That was just
that's the word on the street.
That's the word on the street.
I talked to a guy.
I know a guy.
I can help you out. I know a guy.
Okay. I will say it is about 10 degrees cooler outside than it is in here.
So Are you saying we need to be calling the game outside?
We've done that before.
We have done that before. We've called it from the stadium, from the seats.
So again, that is not the official word, but...
That's a completed pass to T.J. Hockenson across the middle, still on his feet, across the 40 to the 42, stood up and then finally brought down. That's a first down. Nice completion by Quinn Storm. Hockenson just went completely uncovered on a release out of the tight end position, and the pass is completed for 15 yards and then another 7-yard pickup after that from the 21 all the way to the 42-yard line. That's going to be first down Chargers.
And that is good news. That's something that the Sheraton Chargers needed. What I loved out there was, you know, TJ is very tall, and there was one boy who was jumping up to try to grab him in the shoulders. And he's jumping, and he's jumping. It was funny. Uh-oh, the snap goes over Quinn's head, and Storm jumps on the ball, and it's going to be a huge loss of about 25 yards. But Sheraton will retain possession. But
back inside the 20 to the 19, 18-yard line is where they're going to spot it.
So that's a loss of
24.
24. I guess 25 was a pretty good guess.
That was a pretty good guess. Second down. What do you call on second down and 34, Mark? You go long.
Everybody go long.
Well, and
you go over to the Volkswagen cut in.
I'll fake it to you. Get on the J Street bus. Come open the doors at 9th Street. I'll fake it to you. So this is everybody go long. Three wide. Storm takes the ball, fakes the handoff, spins to his right, and fires downfield over the head of Ben Moret. Pass intended for Moret, which would have gotten about two-thirds back of what they needed had it been completed, but it was a little high.
Yeah, so, they have a fourth down and 34.
Nope, just third. That happened on first.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah.
They're quick on the board. They're quick on the board upstairs. You got to give them credit for that.
Yeah, they are.
To our detriment.
Okay, so third down and 34, ball on the 18, 10 minutes and 42 seconds left to play in this one. Sheraton is trailing by a score of 33-7.
Hunter Storm split out left. Quinn Storm at quarterback.
Ben Kinnunen in motion over to the tight end position, and now Derek Lang in motion the other way. Cuts up the field. He's looking for Lang, gets him in the hands, and... Our man Connor Pales makes the stop and drags him back.
Well, and it was a release play for Lang out of that motion. So a little bit of a curl as he gets down the field and up to the 19. So I mean, it was a play that could have gone. It seemed like it was a slower developing play that should have gotten more yards than the one that it did. Fourth down and 33, back to punt, Charlie Palmer. And that's high over his head, picks it up, and then just has to get dropped in a pile at the 9. Really had no other option, couldn't even scramble around for a punt after that. So Creston's going to take over the ball at the Sheraton 9 with 9:56 to play here in the fourth quarter.
Quinn Storm kind of... hobbling along out there trying to walk something off, hopefully just a cramp, which in weather like this could very well be. What do you got for temperature?
I had 86 here in between. It's getting cooler. It's not 68 yet.
Not 68 yet. I was going to ask. Is it handoff up the middle, big hole,
Baker pushing, not a touchdown.
But close. Down to about the 2-yard line. 9:44 left to play here in this ball game. 33-7. Creston with the lead. Not a lot to hear about since the first quarter for the Sheraton Chargers. Would you say that's fair?
I would say that's fair. And my guess is they're going to give the ball to Baker here again. He's had a really nice night for Creston, but has not scored a touchdown yet. And even with this lead, they still have their starters in. Hand off to Baker over the right side. Touchdown. 2 yards. Adam Baker. Preston touchdown.
That makes it 39-7 with 9 minutes and 17 seconds left. The whistle's blown. They've got to remove one of the players from Sheraton for Zach McElroy. Has some blood on his elbow. And so it's the taking off there. If you have blood showing, you have to come off the field as well. Point after attempt by Connor Pales is the snap. Down, the kick is up, and it's good. And that makes the score 40-7 with 9:17 left to play.
And if you have been to Reynolds Field, you know that the track surrounds the football field, and then there's a chain link fence with a yellow ridge around that separates the stands from the track, then from the field. And that PAT bounced off the chain link fence on the far side of the track.
And that was a good kick.
In the air, really long.
Well, we'll be back with the kickoff in a few, in just a few seconds. It's Mark Feldman.
Dwayne Johnson.
You're listening to KIIC, all the scores, one station.
Did you know the New Holland T7 all Series tractors deliver big productivity and top-of-the-line comfort in tractors as low as 100 PTO horsepower? Bowser Equipment Incorporated in Elbia can help you find the model that's perfect for you. Select from a choice of transmissions, CVT, semi, or full-power shift. And there's a choice of front axle, the standard four-wheel drive axle, sharp-turning super steer axle, or the extra-smooth-riding paraglide axle. Stop by Bowser Equipment Incorporated in Elbia soon. There's a New Holland T7 Series tractor just for you.
We're covering Sheraton football this season. Pierce Docker Funeral Home.
Midwest Heritage Bank.
Barb Wire and Lace.
Sheraton Nursing and Rehab.
Northridge Living Center.
Sheraton Hy-Vee.
Smith Body Shop.
The Felderman Family, Ben Franklin.
Red Hall Realty.
Piper's Candy.
Yep. Mack Hardware.
Lucas County Health Center.
Hanson, Iowa Realty.
Community First Credit Union.
CNC Cycle.
And Bingham Construction.
Motor Inn in Knoxville. And here's the kickoff.
High end over in spinner taken by McCurdy at the 5. Back to the 10, 15, plus the 20. Breaks two tackles across the 27 down to the 30-yard line.
Not even McCurdy has had a good game tonight.
He really has. Well, he had the punt return for a touchdown, 65 yards, and has been in on most every play out of the backfield, done a nice job running, and had several big plays there.
And a good job of blocking.
And offensively,
he's really done a nice job.
Yep, he has. And with this setup, does not have to play defense. Hasn't had to. They've done a nice job trading people out, especially as hot as it is. Trips right this time, Mark.
Quinn with the ball, back to pass, over to Lang. Lang has the ball. Takes it forward for about a 9-yard gain. They're going to mark him short of the first down, but a nice play up to about the 39-yard line. But it'll be second down and one.
And that's a traditional pistol set where you've got trips to the right. Lang takes one step back, and Storm hit him on the path, and then he's on the pass right out. Kind of a sling pass, but he was static there. Bubble screen. Some people call it a bubble screen. And he's got two blockers right in front of him. Goes for 9 yards.
Nice play by Quinn Storm. Takes the snap. Long count. Back to pass. Moves to his left. Puts it up long. Looking for T.J. Hawkinson, who makes the play. Pass the catch. And he's off to the races. He's at the 20, the 10, the 5. And into the end zone. Touchdown. Quinn Storm to T.J. Hawkinson. Touchdown, Sheraton. Number! Great play, great throw, good catch, and wonderful after the catch running.
61-yard play. The pass was 10, 20, 31 yards in the air, and then the run after catch was the rest of it by T.J. Hawkinson.
Great catch by T.J.
good throw by Quinn Storm. Great play all the way around. Good job, man. The Chargers, two big plays. Here's the kick. Lang was it out. Point after, it's no good off to the left. Boy, didn't miss that one by a lot. And our score, Creston 40, Sheraton 13. We'll be back with more Sheraton High School football after this. Keep it tuned to KIIC. All the scores, one station.
At a time of personal loss, the strains of the moment can be so overwhelming. That's when the thoughtfulness of others can mean so much.
When Mom passed away, we were at a loss, so we truly appreciated every little act of kindness.
For caring, considerate funeral arrangements, talk to one of our dedicated staff. Our thoughtfulness will put you at ease and create a tribute to a legacy of life. Pierce Bacher Funeral Home and Cremation Services, a legacy of life.
Mark Felderman along with Dwayne Johnson. Dwayne, we were just speaking while we were off air, that the one thing about the pistol offense is that we may very well see more Sheraton scores from outside the red zone than from inside the red zone.
I'm not sure we had a 61-yard play the entire season last year.
Yeah.
I may be wrong, but...
Not many, though.
Not many.
Certainly we didn't have two big play scores in the same game last year.
Ball taken at the 22-yard line by number 5.
Christian Grimaldi
still on his feet as he pushes past the 40 to the 42-yard line.
Tackle made by Quinn Storm.
Yep, they're going to say he stepped out of bounds at the 40, so that's where they plant it. Preston takes the ball on their own 40-yard line. Ball put down on the right hash mark. 8:09 to play here in the fourth quarter.
40-13, Sheraton making that nice play. And who knows? You know, maybe we can get a turnover here or a three and out and have a chance to put another score up.
One man in motion. Snap to Phipps. Now goes left. We have a new quarterback in the ballgame for Creston, and he's wrapped up behind the line of scrimmage. Loss of a yard on the play. New quarterback is Brody Frayne. Freshman, 5'9", 120-pound Brody Frayne.
Jacob Cohen, beautiful job of stopping that and bottling it up, waiting for a little help from Tyler Nance and Zach McElroy.
Now, wait, that one may have been a 7. It's still a different quarterback regardless. Yeah, it's Alex Nielsen, junior Alex Nielsen in at quarterback now. My apologies. There's the snap. Nielsen turns and hands to Pales. Goes over the left-hand side, is wrapped up back at the original line of scrimmage. Gain of 2 for Pales on the run. Wrapped up by Tyler Nance.
I'd like to see Connor Pales take the rest of the night. And Baker as well. They have just beaten us up. And they're fine players. Really, really good.
Gavin Leaf brings the play in from the side, and the Panthers break huddle. Wide left is Grimaldi. And Max Waters, snap to Nielsen, keeps it himself and rolls to the right-hand side, under pursuit, now puts the ball in the air.
Oh,
to a wide-open Gavin Leaf, off to the races at the 10-5, touchdown Leaf, touchdown Panthers with 6:40 to play. That play covers 59 yards.
59 yards in for a touchdown, and just like that, a big play given up by Chargers. And I will say this, though, Dwayne, that was the bugaboo all last season, is giving up big play, and this is the first one we've seen. So, but beautiful pass right in the hands. New quarterback puts it out there and shows that he's got something going too as well. Connor Pell's in for the point after, 46-13. We'll see if he can make it 47. Here's the kick. It's up, and it's good. And that one also hit the back fence up that there. So our score now with 6:40 left to play is Centerville. Creston. Try this again. It's been a long game. 47 for Creston, Church of Chargers 13.
We'll be back with more after this. Keep it tuned to KIIC, all the scores, one station.
641-203-0578. That's the number for Bingham Construction. Home builders come and go, but Roger Bingham of Bingham Construction has been building homes and doing remodeling, general repair, long enough for folks to know if you want to be treated right and get the job done right, that's the number to call. For a new home, a garage, remodeling, from simple to complex, call Bingham Construction. 641-203-0578. Hey, we're not making this stuff up. Ask anybody.
You may want to turn some of your ground into profit. Call Kent Construction in Lucas at 766-6126. They're a family-owned business doing all types of earth moving since 1951. Terracing, tiling, ponds, building sites, and more. Call Kent Construction. Turn your dirt into cash. 766-6126.
Same guys back to receive. McCurdy in the middle. Ben Moret on the far side and Dylan Sanders on the near side up front. We have Brad Kretzinger and Connor Gugridge. Here's the kick.
Connor fails with a squibber.
Picked up at the 5. Now the 10, the 20, the 25. McCurdy takes it forward to about the 27-yard line. There's one thing, you talk about keeping guys off the field. And the referees don't ever get to leave the field except halftime. They are out there the whole time, running up and down the field both ways, and they're not 17. And in this kind of weather, it's warm, and they're taking a toll as well.
Well, and a couple of those guys are not the lightest guys that I've ever seen.
Hey, we're not talking about that. Here's the pass out to, I think it's Lang. Nice pass. He's still on his feet. Now out of bounds after the first down at about the 41-yard line. And Lang made a nice move there. Was right on the edge and then turned upfield, which is exactly my argument down here when they threw the flag on Storm. You never know. These guys are very agile, and sometimes they can make that turn and stay in bounds when it looks like they're going out.
And then cut it back up, fielder. You got to hit them. You got to play it all the way through the whistle.
And exactly. Storm takes the snap, back to pass, across the middle to T.J. Hawkinson. It's a first down, a whole lot more, and he's going. He takes it all the way. He's at the 10 to 5. Touchdown, T.J. Hawkinson. Fire slant up the middle from Tim Storm. Touchdown, Sheridan. Yumbo!
58-yard touchdown pass, Storm to Hawkinson.
19 to 47 now. And in to attempt the extra points is Derek Lang. Aaron Kane is the holder. Here's the count, the snap. It's down. Here's the kick. It's up. And that one's good. That was good, right through the upright. And that makes the score 20 to 47. So just like that, score, 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 score. If you like scoring, this fourth quarter's been a lot of fun.
I thought maybe we were watching an Arena League game.
Or eight-man.
Don't wait, folks.
Eight-man football going on, maybe? No? I don't know. Speaking of that.
Okay. Speaking of eight men, are you?
I want to know what Wayne's doing. Wayne is playing the Meskwaki Indian Settlement tonight. I would believe they'd be favored in that game.
I do not have a score yet for that, but I will check
again. All right, so Sheraton prepares to kick off. Paul Long in.
Wayne, 44, Meskwaki, 14 in the third is the score I have.
And they started a little later. They eighth man usually starts at 7 o'clock, and they started at 8 o'clock. So, helmets up in the air for the Sheraton Chargers. A little more excitement with a squib kick. Ball is fielded at the 25. Turns it upfield past the 30 to the 35, 36, 37-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for the Panthers.
Tackle to Stephen McCurdy.
Stephen comes off and gets a slap on the hand by one of the coaches. Not a bad slap, a give me five slap. 20-47 is our score. Creston with the lead. 10 left to play here in the game. Ball first and 10 on the 36. 64 yards to go for a score for Creston.
Brandon Phipps done for the night at quarterback. Number 7, Alex Nielsen in, takes the snap, turns and hands to number 34, Adam Baker.
He's
off to the races.
Inside
the 20, 10, 5, brought down by number 37, Derek Lang. Tackle saving touchdown inside the 5 by Lang.
But a 60-yard run.
And Baker found another gear at about the 44.
Man, he just turned it on.
Yeah.
He looked like he all of a sudden had high octane in there. Out on the bottom of the flats.
I looked down to check something quick and looked up, and he went 30 yards, boom, just like that. So first and goal.
I like that kid. I'll tell you what. I was worried about Frayne, and Baker has just played lights out.
First and 4 from the 4, pass to, or handoff to Powell, who falls, slips back at the 9-yard line. So loss of, not maybe quite that far back.
Credit Alex Reynolds with the stop on that one.
When Reynolds gets the tackle?
Yep.
Okay. Ball is spotted back on the 8-yard line, so loss of 4 on the play. In comes Pavel Garbazov.
Off comes Chase Altenhoffen. Chase doing a good job playing contained tonight. Nice kid, too.
Gavin Leaf brings in the play from the sideline. Split out wide left is Tyson Tucker. He's a junior. Snap to Nielsen. Give to Baker. Tries to go over the left-hand side. Brought down inside the 5. Back to the 4, picked up what they lost on the last play.
And inside 5 minutes as well. Inside the 5-yard line and inside 5 minutes to play.
Second down and looks like they spotted at the 3. Second and 3 from the 3. Clock moving at the 4:41 mark. Sheraton 20, Creston 47 here in the fourth quarter at Reynolds Field. That apparently, if you're outside the press box, has turned into kind of a nicer evening.
Yes.
So Nielsen in, back to his left, wobble, fumble, and Nielsen just turns around and falls on it.
Pavel Gorbachev falls on him. Gorbachev, not Gorbachev.
Gorbachev falls on him? Wow, that's I didn't know we had.
I got to quit watching the History Channel, man.
I did not know we had the former Prime Minister. No.
Secretary General.
Thank you, in the House tonight.
Oh, man. Way to make me look really dumb.
Sorry. Were you talking to yourself? I could have just let that go, but I didn't.
3:45 left to play.
This is on the radio.
Cut this part out. Before tomorrow.
From the 17, so this is a 27-yard attempt for Connor Powell. The snap is down and up. There's the kick, and it is good. Powell puts 3 more points on the board with a 27-yard field goal.
Nicely done. That makes the score Sheraton 20 and 50 for the Panthers of Creston. And we'll be back with the final 3.5 minutes of this ball game, right after this, keep it tuned to KIIC. All the scores, one station.
For the bigger discount, you gotta come to Southtown Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Indianola. It's our big summer clearance event. Get 2013 Dodge Grand Caravans from just $18,995. Get 0% financing for 72 months. Owner loyalty $750. Or drive away in a new 2013 Dodge Avenger from just $16,995.
This is Marty. Your bigger discount destination is in Indianola. And all month long, get summer clearance prices or put zero down and drive.
Plus, get 2013 big Rams with a big summer discount, up to $12,000 off the MSRP.
Don't miss our summer clearance event with up to $12,000 off 2013 big Rams, minivans, and Avengers from just $16,995.
Or buy with zero down, drive a little further, save a whole lot more. The discounts are always bigger and better in Indianola.
For the best deal around,
you gotta come to Southtown.
On North Jefferson in Indianola. At Southtown, you drive, we listen. Online, southtowncdj.com.
Over end kick, and Stephen McCurdy picks it up right at the 1 yard line, brings it to the near side. He's at the 10 to 15 to 20. He's dropped at about the 25. Let's see where they caught it. 23. Caught it at the 23. First down for the Sheraton Chargers, trailing by 30, a score of 50 to 20. In a score that is more likely in a 8-man or arena ball. But that's what you get when you have two teams that are playing with the pistol.
Yep. Well, and, you know, I've liked some of the things that I've seen here in the fourth quarter. The Storm to Hawkinson connection is very nice. That's gone for 58 and 59 yard touchdowns.
Timeout, Creston. 30-point lead with 3 minutes left to play, and we have a timeout on the field. Black, no criticism there. And we'll be back with more. On KIIC, all the scores, one station.
Well, here's what happened. I was driving along, not going very fast, and all of a sudden a kangaroo jumped out in front of my car. It's really no big deal. I'm going to have my car taken to Smith Body Shop in Sheraton. They're located at 420 Albia Road. The number is 641-774-5008, and I know everything will be just fine. Riding along in my automobile.
Oh yeah,
I remember that game. That was a great game. So we are 50 to 20, a 70-point total here at Reynolds Field with 1 minute on the clock. There's the snap to Nielsen, handoff to Pals over the left-hand side, blown up at the line, loss of 2. Ball now on the 18, clock moving at 47 seconds.
Maybe time for one more.
Garzov comes off.
Yep, they have to run more and more play.
Gergerich comes off.
Well, I really like, I got to say that even though, you know, we lost this game by 30 points, I like that we've tried some different things. I like that the boys have not given up. I mean, they were down by a lot, and they came back and scored 2 more touchdowns after being down by almost, you know, over 30 points. So
there's the snap to Nielsen. Turn and hand to Wyatt Thompson, a sophomore, goes around the left-hand side. Tackled by Quinn Storm. Oh, did he get out of? Oh,
he got a first down.
Got a first down. So the clock's going to stop until they wind it. Clock's going to stop until it doesn't. Is pretty much the way it is.
And that's going to be
there's
the end
wind.
Of
that's it.
So, our final score from Reynolds Field in Sheraton. Creston continues the winning streak up to 8 in a row. And since 1964, it makes our final score is 50 to 20, a 30-point win for Creston over our Sheraton Chargers. But a good effort by the Chargers, and I like what I saw with a lot of the changes.
So we'll be back next week. That's September 6th from Fort Madison. Anybody that wants to make the trek, the Johnson van will be leaving. We'll be driving over to Fort Madison.
Yeah, I thought we were taking your little car.
Oh, we're taking the little car? No. Okay, yeah. So anyway, but
Not only do I make you drive down from Des Moines to do these games, but now I make you go to Fort Madison, and I make you drive.
Well, yeah, but the flip side of that is so many of these games this year are so close to where I am. So, you know, it balances out. But we'll be at Fort Madison next week in a matchup that looks good for Sheraton, especially with what we saw here in the second half. And
first quarter.
And the first quarter. They moved the ball well. A great punt return for 65 yards by McCurdy. A couple of big 56, 57-yard pass plays from Storm to T.J. Hawkinson.
Bad news, Christian Benson gets his bell rung. Good news, Quinn Storm came in and really didn't miss a beat.
He really did not. That's
really
true.
Did a nice job.
Yep.
Good news, it's extremely hot night and everybody looks to be fine. And it was a good game, an exciting game, a record-setting game. And good news is high school football is back.
And we're glad to be back.
And I'm glad to be back with you, Dwayne. And I'm Mark Sullivan.
I'm Dwayne Johnson.
You're tuned to KIIC and KIIC.com, Stream 2, Sheraton High School Football. Until next week from Fort Madison, hey, we'll see you in church. Good night, everybody.